40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. The Supreme Court's expected to decide today whether a medication used in about half of all abortions should stay on the market while an appeals battle over restrictions on it plays out. CBS's Jan Crawford.
This case is directly at odds with conservative legal principles, especially on the issue of standing and whether these challengers even have a right to be in court in the first place. And if the court lowers the bar in this case and just throws open the courthouse doors to, you know, anyone who's upset about any social issue, you're going to see groups across the country going into court asking the judges to get involved in other social issues. And that is exactly the opposite of what these conservative justices here at this Supreme Court said should be the role of federal judges.
There's a preliminary court hearing today in the case of a Massachusetts Air National Guardsman who's charged with leaking highly classified military documents. But CBS's Catherine Herridge tells us the matter of his detention will not be dealt with.
The defendant, Jack Teixeira, asked the court for a two-week extension to consider the government's request for continued detention, and the judge has just agreed to that two-week extension. It's not unusual in a complex case like this that both parties want more time, in the case of the Justice Department, to build and consolidate their arguments for pretrial detention, and for Teixeira and his public defenders to review the evidence against him.
There's a Kansas City court hearing today for the 84-year-old white man facing felony charges for shooting a black teenager who went to his house by mistake. The attorney for the 16-year-old's family, Lee Merritt.
Our biggest concern is that this man never walks the street again. The charges that he has, if successfully convicted, will lead to life in prison.
Court records indicate Alan Weisselberg, the former Trump Organization chief financial officer who pleaded guilty to tax fraud, was released from jail today after 108 days. A solemn ceremony this morning in Oklahoma City to mark the 1995 federal building bombing that killed 168 people. The National Teacher of the Year has been named.
Rebecca Peterson is a math teacher at Union High in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I just can't think of any other profession where people don't just think about us, but like literally hold us in their hearts.
Rebecca was chosen for making math exciting, relevant, and accessible. Former students surprised her on CBS Mornings.
Ms. Peterson recognized a love for teaching that I had, but that I didn't recognize. And she kind of guided me and encouraged me to start teaching myself.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 77 points, NASDAQ down 36. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin is under a state of emergency due to fast-rising floodwaters. The snowpack in northern Wisconsin has been melting rapidly in the last week, and we've had our share of rain. Wisconsin Emergency Management, the National Guard, and several other state agencies are standing by to offer local communities help if they need it. A bill to increase penalties for carjacking in Wisconsin is on its way to Governor Evers' desk. Convicts would face up to 60 years in prison.
Years ago, I would take my kids when they were growing up, we would go down and we would stay down in downtown Milwaukee or downtown Chicago. I don't think you could pay me to go down there now.
Republican Paul Tittle of Manitowoc, the bill has bipartisan support, but some Democrats complain it demonizes Milwaukee. In sports, the Brewers go for a sweep of Seattle today. Tonight, the Bucks try to even up their first-round playoff series against Miami. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
Hey, 420 friends, did you know Cheech and Chong was coming into town?
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Knucklehead CBD and vapes are celebrating this 420 season just right. Whether you shop online at knuckleheads.shop, go into their store, or order online for in-store pickup, they are now offering their 420 discount, which is 25% off their delicious Delta 8 and 9 Galaxy edible gummies and their XL brand flower. So shop online at knuckleheads.shop today, or stop on into their Madison and Milwaukee locations,
550 State Street in Madison and 2949 North Oakland Avenue in Milwaukee.
Has your affordable care plan gotten too expensive? Then Jonathan Masterson from Healthcare Solutions Team will help save you money on insurance with a plan you can change at any time to fit your budget for individual, family, or small business. Getting started with a quote is fast, easy, and takes less than 5 minutes. Call Jonathan Masterson from Healthcare Solutions Team, 779-302-8363. 779-302-8363. Call today.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at WAUK Radio.
It's great to be here to speak directly to the woke mob.
The liberals have basically made up this whole agenda that guacamole is made of avocados. It's not the truth.
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Scobody boo boo. Scobody dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Fox News settled with Dominion voting systems for $787.5 million yesterday. What is your opinion of Fox post-settlement? 844-967-2789. Do you think anything's going to change? Do you think they've learned their lesson? Or do you think they got off too easy? So, yesterday, amid my many delayed flights,
yes,
which we will talk about later, Southwest, right before starting its hugely anticipated libel trial, Fox News told Dominion Voting Systems, hey, how about we pay you $787.5 million and we just not do this? And Dominion, which had sued Fox for $1.6 billion, replied, you've got a deal. And so the two sides shook hands in what appears to be the largest known media defamation settlement in history and deprived the rest of us of what would have been the century of the decade.
I think it definitely would have been the century of the decade.
The century of the decade. I'm a little rusty. I've been gone for a week. Jane, how are you feeling about post Dominion Fox settlement?
I am brokenhearted.
Are you?
I am deeply dismayed, and I am drowning in all the popcorn that I made because I was ready to sit down. And granted, there were no cameras in there, but we could have had artist renderings of Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham and old Rupi. And I just was really looking forward to that with great anticipation. And I know Dominion's point was to make the company whole again, not to save democracy.
I mean, more than whole.
Yeah, right.
They've never broke more than $100 million in a year.
Right. And I saw some speculation yesterday that now they're just going to fold the company.
Just feel like,
just walk around, out. Take all the money, and hey, life is good, you know? Whoop, whoop.
So you're brokenhearted.
I am brokenhearted. Not that it would have changed anything, but again, none of those people are capable of feeling shame, so I don't know that it would have made any difference had Tucker Carlson had to sit up there and say, yes, I despise Donald Trump, and I think he's a moron. They have no shame. They're not capable of feeling shame.
Just deep pockets.
Yeah.
Greg Bach.
Hi.
How are you feeling about the news yesterday?
Not surprised.
Yeah?
Not shocked.
You always thought that they would end in a settlement?
Of course it would. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Absolutely. There's no way. There's no way. First of all, Dominion, like, people were treating Dominion like a bastion of liberty. It's a corporation. It's a company. They don't care. They don't care about your little feelings. They lack money. And they knew they were going to settle. There was no way this was going to go to trial. Rupert Murdoch was never going to allow any of those people to stand, to take the stand and speak ill of his company. He was never going to testify.
Yeah.
And apparently, from what I saw in an article recently, is that people have been noticing that he cannot talk about Fox News, a Fox News without him. Like, in this weird, like, almost I will live forever type of thing. So a man of that sort of ego who breaks up with his fiance over email, there's no way this man is going to be taken down in the way we wanted it. It was always going to be settled. Yeah. And even more so, they don't have to admit wrongdoing.
I know.
Which is really disturbing.
Which is really disturbing. All right. Well, we're asking you, how are you feeling? How are you feeling about the post-Fox Dominion settlement? Everyone was waiting with bated breath for the trial to start yesterday, and literally,
I mean, they got the jury selected.
Everything looked like it was like full steam ahead. We're doing this at least the next 5 weeks. We're going to do this trial, and then nope. We're doing a settlement.
So Jane, I should have had you bring up the Price is Right loser horn.
What? Texter from the 414 checking in. At 844-967-2789, Fox News does not even have a story on the settlement on the front page of their website this morning because they're going to pretend like nothing ever happened.
Oh, absolutely. I forgot who Todd Elba's guest was to top off the morning this morning, but they were talking about it. And he says his mom, the guest's mom, has no idea that this case even exists because all she watches is Fox News.
Well, and this explains why we have people living in different realities and not being able to agree that gravity exists, because they are not getting all of the information. It's astonishing.
It is astonishing. Well, but does that also mean, and we talked about this a little bit before, but does that also mean like OAN and the other uber right wing shows, were they not going to cover this either? Because I think that's an interesting angle. Like the actual news shows and news outlets, obviously we're covering this. Some of the opinion shows, obviously we're covering it. But Fox, for, you know, obvious reasons, was not. But it's like, wouldn't it also be in the better interest of some of their competitors to air it? Or are they protecting themselves by not airing it since they were lying to?
Yes, it's the second.
Yes.
Because if they reported it, then the story is, well, why are they being sued? Well, because they said they're being accused of lying about the election. What do you mean the election? Donald Trump's in the office right now, isn't he? He just got a new haircut. He has white hair now, and he lost some weight, right? He's still Donald Trump, my president. Newsmax, tell me what to think, Newsmax.
On the live stream, which you can always tune in and watch us on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Paul says, Dominion just sold our democracy down the river, and Fox Faux News won. Fascism is alive and well in our country. We are screwed, and so is the truth. Paul,
dang.
feeling pretty upset this morning.
He's bringing it.
I'm looking at Newsmax right now, and there is nothing on their front page about this.
Yeah.
It's not in their best interest to report this. And if Newsmax ain't doing it, OAN probably doesn't even recognize there was an election in 2020.
844-967-2789. How are you feeling after Fox and Dominion settled yesterday? 715 checking in. The settlement is still eating crow, a really big multi-million-dollar-sized crow. That's the only way I can deal with letting it go.
Well, that's like a poem.
Yes, it is. Make a haiku. Let's make a haiku out of this.
I will by the next segment, I will come up
commercial
with a haiku.
Greg Bach's going to write a haiku about the Dominion settlement, and we will read it after the next break. But it's interesting what you just said about Murdoch, because, you know, we're in the last season. Not that I'm going to pivot too much into the entertainment sect of this. But, you know, Succession is loosely based off of
Ruby.
Yep. And that family.
Oh, Ruby.
And sorry for spoilers, but if you're not up to date, it's not my problem. Not Sunday, but the weekend before, Logan dies. And so, like, the patriarch.
Dude.
I just said it was going to be a spoiler.
I was writing a haiku, sorry.
But And it's interesting because the rest of the season now is dealing with
who's going to take over.
Who's going to take over, and the vacuum that it creates when someone that larger than life dies. And Rupert Murdoch is 92.
Yeah, and he still thinks he's going to run that thing forever.
And it's so, I mean,
and not all his kids get along.
No.
Not all the kids get along.
No, and he doesn't like his kids.
And so it's fascinating to, obviously, what is a fictional show alludes into some kind of insight into what that world is and that they've created. And exactly, like, it's hard to like, how would Logan Roy handle this? Is like now the projection of what Rupert Murdoch does, at least in my brain.
Yeah. I mean, in my head, well, I mean, I guess Rupert Murdoch isn't a stupid man either. That's the thing. Is like,
No.
He did. I mean, people aren't going to like this, but it's what it is. Rupert Murdoch won. And all he had to do was pay out a fraction of his worth.
It's not a fraction. I mean, so it's nearly 20% of Fox's cash on hand. So it's the biggest settlement in defamation media history, right? And it is not as like a big of a blow as the 1.6 would have been, but it's still a lot of money. It's not just like hush money, like all of the
$130,000 payment to a porn actress.
Yes, like it is substantial, and it is, and this is not because it's also they still have another $2.7 billion defamation lawsuit from another election tech company that last month the New York judge is allowing to proceed. So like, I don't know if, I mean, this is like, I don't know enough about legal proceedings to know, is all of the stuff
all
of the discovery that was happening in this case when we saw all the text message and stuff, if that is,
it's all public
knowledge now. So that can be used in this next case. Cause like if they have to do another huge settlement, and that's another 20%. Like, that's a big blow. I'm not saying that they're out of business, but it's not nothing.
It's not nothing, but it's at the end of the day, I don't know. I think at the end of the day, Rupert Murdoch still won. He still got his way. He still got to make money off of this. He still got to skirt as much embarrassment as possible. Because at the end of the day, like we all know he doesn't like Trump, so it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And he gets to not say he did anything wrong, you know, because that's what you do to kids too. You know, when you caught them doing something, like, well, if you give me $10, and then you don't have to say what you did wrong, and we'll forget this ever happened.
Just forget.
It's fine. It's fine.
The one bright spot might be if they do another settlement with Smartmatic that's worth, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars, their shareholders
will not
be happy about that at all.
Yeah.
I'm looking for bright spots. I'm looking for a bright spot.
Because I think I have very mixed feelings on the personal side of wanting accountability and wanting these guys to testify and seeing like what the circus was going to become. I'm also a little relieved that we don't have to talk about it every day for the next 5 weeks, because I think I would get bored kind of having to come in here and having like some kind of take
news update.
Yes. And so that's the only part of me that's a little like, well, now we can talk about a variety of things instead of the same thing every day. All right. Well, we still want to hear from you. How are you feeling? Are you disappointed? Well, Fox did nothing wrong. Are you just like, this is status quo? But 844-967-2789. Stay tuned for Greg Box Haiku summing up the Fox settlement case. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Everyone deserves freedom over their own body. Everyone deserves the right to choose. Everyone deserves access to quality, affordable healthcare without judgment. And everyone deserves a healthcare provider who stands firm on these beliefs. This is the Planned Parenthood experience at any one of our 22 health centers across Wisconsin that offer reproductive healthcare services for everyone. Book your appointment today at ppwi.org. That's ppwi.org, and get the care you deserve, because we will provide that care no matter what.
The Todos merecen la libertad sobre su propio cuerpo. Todo el mundo merece el derecho a elegir. Todos merecen acceso a una atención médica económica y de calidad sin juicios. Y todos merecen un proveedor de atención médica que se mantenga firme en estas creencias. Esta es la experiencia de Planned Parenthood en cualquiera de nuestros 22 centros de salud en Wisconsin, que ofrecen servicios de salud reproductiva para todos. Haz una cita hoy en ppwi.org y obtenga la atención que se merece, porque nosotros le brindaremos esa atención, pase lo que pase.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, it's better than yours.
Spilled your milkshake? Quick, the quicker picker upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to your milkshake.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than your
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 51, winds out of the east 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance for scattered storms tonight, lows dip down to about 44, cloudy skies expected. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 69, overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry, back from a week of vacation. Happy to be here, coming in hot. We got Jay Mandair, Greg Bach. Having a fun time talking about our feelings, about the Fox settlement with Dominion depriving us of our popcorn
entertainment,
watching all of our favorite pundits have to tell the truth on the stand. But they will not have to do that. And we now watch to see how much they curb. How much more, a little bit more careful when they're like talking about conspiracy theories. I think they'll be a little bit more careful.
Never going to happen.
You don't think so?
Not a chance.
Just as blatant as before?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they've been found. I mean, like, they are not going to ever be taken down. They're never going to be taken down in the way that we want them to be taken down. And that's the other problem I had with this whole thing. Like, I wanted them to be held accountable. But I felt like we were putting all of our eggs in Dominion's baskets. Like, yeah, we'll take them down and they'll pay money. This was more about us than it was about Dominion. Because Dominion's like, hey, man, you guys are making fun of our company. And that's not cool. We have contracts. We're a business.
844-967-2789. How are you feeling after yesterday's settlement between Dominion and Fox? We have Joe from Appleton on the phone. Hey, Joe, what do you want to say?
Hey, gang. Good to talk to you again. Greg, I just started following you on Twitter. When are you going to pay for that blue check mark?
I'm too busy trying to pay for my blue check marks on Facebook and Instagram, baby.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm saying about this case. I would love to have had the trial. But from what I recall, there were no cameras allowed in the courtroom. There's going to be no recording.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't have really gotten the popcorn moments of Tucker being up there or Hannity being up there admitting that everything was BS. We would have had just, you know, their testimony written out in the paper and online. And we have plenty of that coming from their text messages and their emails. So I don't think really we would have gotten much enjoyment out of the whole thing.
Oh,
honestly,
you just ruined Jane's day.
Joe, I just think of all the dramatic readings we could have done.
Thinking the exact same thing
with music behind it, and I could have produced some incredible segments. It just breaks my heart.
Well, I'm sorry, Jane, but you know, really, it comes down. It comes down to Dominion. You know, they're out to take care of Dominion. That's basically
yeah,
it.
That's
I think
true.
They yep. did that. Yeah. They got what was the biggest, from what I read, is the biggest media defamation settlement in history by like five times over. So this is just massive. And chin up, because Smartmatic is still out there. They still have their chance to put the screws to Fox. They sued for even a bigger amount, over mm-hmm. $2 billion.
Right.
So this ain't over yet. It's over. Round one is over. I think. I don't know. It's not wholly satisfying, but at the same time, nothing's going to change Fox, really. Nothing's going to change their viewers. So at least they got hit in the pocketbook, and they probably will again with Smartmatic, possibly even larger settlement amounts, but we'll see.
We'll see.
Thank you so much for checking in, Joe. Really, really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. You can call and or text on that same number if you want to check in essentially about anything.
Because I put this on our Twitter this morning, and Greg Packnett said, for me, the case was won at the summary judgment stage when the judge ruled it was beyond dispute that Fox lied. I'm glad they have to pay through the nose, too. I don't know what more value a trial would have added. So it's not a total loss.
It's not.
We can't say it's a total loss. I think the text messages and some of the internal communications that we all got to see, and now the fact that Tucker Carlson had to sit down with Trump last week and like look him in the eye and give like a softball interview yeah. after those texts of him, how much he hates him, were live. It's like, what reality and circus do you all live in that this is just like, this is your job. Show up and do it.
They live and work in a circus that they have created for themselves. It's a prison of their own design.
And a very wealthy prison.
And a very, very wealthy prison. All right, did you write that haiku?
I wrote two.
Nice output, Greg.
Thank you very much. You know, I'm okay, so here's the first one.
I wish I had my little bongo drum. We'll do some snaps at the end.
All right, first one. Fox News chumps told lies and raged against the machines. Rupert Murdoch won. That's okay. The first.
Snaps. But snaps and
second
bongos.
One, Dominion voting. Settled, but could have stood tall, counting all their cash.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Multi-talented.
You know, haiku's the lost art.
and lost for good reason, I think. did you hear the Jake Tapper?
We're not going to have time.
Darn it.
Well, we can talk about it because when we come back for the break, lo and behold, I've been gone since last Wednesday. Literally, it was just like I missed a week, and Greg was here the last time I was here. So when we come back from break, what did I miss? Greg's got a list of headlines as I was unplugged in California and not refreshing my Twitter every 5 minutes. What Wisconsin headlines I missed, what national headlines I missed. If you have any ideas on what I should know and be up to speed on, 844-967-2789. We will be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News special report. There's breaking news on the mass shooting last weekend at a Sweet 16 birthday party in Dadeville, Alabama, that left four people dead. Police have just announced they've made two arrests.
State Bureau of Investigation officially arrested and charged Tyreek McCullough, 17, of Tuskegee, and Travis McCullough, 16, with four counts of reckless murder.
Sergeant Jeremy Burkhead of the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency says they're still gathering evidence.
We're going to stay laser focused on this investigation throughout the duration. But again, it's going to take personal courage of the individuals that were there that night to come forward.
32 were wounded in that shooting, four of them still critical.
We're tired of going to the mothers and having to tell them that these kids are not coming home. We're worried about mom.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Steve Kathan.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinair. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin is one step closer to faster testing of sexual assault kits. A bill that passed the state assembly yesterday requires the state crime lab start processing kits within 5 days of getting them and take no longer than 2 months to complete the work. The timeline would apply in cases where the perpetrator is unknown and to suspicious death investigations. Faster testing for sexual assault kits has been a priority since a backlog of thousands of untested kits were found in 2014. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson told Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Tuesday he should resign over the situation at the U.S.-Mexican border. Mayorkas said America's immigration and asylum systems are broken, and he's hopeful Congress will do something to fix them. The exchange came during a hearing on the Department of Homeland Security's budget request. I'm Jane Matinair. This is Civic Media News.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
If you're living with chronic pain and have yet to find relief, Select Pain Care of Milwaukee may be able to help. Select Pain Care specializes in helping those that have had their pain for more than 6 months and have tried three or more healthcare providers with minimal relief. Find out if Select Pain Care can help you. Call 414-939-5045. That's 414-939-5045. Or log on at selectpaincare.com.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to iupatdc7.com.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
So what did I miss? What did I miss? Virginia, my home sweet home, I want to give you a kiss. The late 80s. I traveled the wide, wide world and came back to this.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. What did I miss? I've been gone for a week. I was supposed to be back yesterday. Southwest had other plans for me. Yeah. but we're back today, and I had a great time. It was very fun. It was good to unplug a little bit. Saw a lot of friends. That because I spent a lot of time, used to live in California, if you didn't know.
I know.
And
yeah, you haven't seen some of those folks in a while.
No, some of those people I hadn't seen in over 2 years.
Nice.
And so, yes, so it was really great, but I did get a little hung up trying to get home, but we're back. And I was, open-ended question, what did I miss? Greg Bach has some headlines. I'm sure Jane has some headlines. But before we cut to that, we have a caller, right?
We lost our caller, unfortunately, but we do have a text. We were talking about the Fox Dominion settlement and taking your calls and your texts about how you feel about that. 844-967-2789. 262 says, honestly, I couldn't care less about a settlement. a judgment against Fox would have meant something. A settlement is just rich people paying off other rich people.
Yep. The way it happens all the time.
Yeah.
What?
Well, and it's...
I do want to share just this little clip of Jake Tapper from CNN when the news came down yesterday about the settlement. And he shares the statement that Fox released after the settlement was announced.
Dominion's lawyer saying, quote, today represents a ringing endorsement for truth and for democracy. Fox trying to put a positive face on what can only be interpreted as one of the ugliest and most embarrassing moments in the history of journalism. Fox issued a statement saying, quote, we are pleased to have reached a settlement of our dispute. With Dominion Voting Systems. We acknowledge the court's rulings finding certain claims about Dominion to be false. The settlement reflects, I'm sorry, this is going to be difficult to say with a straight face. This settlement reflects Fox's continued commitment to the highest journalistic standards. We are hopeful that our decision to resolve the dispute with Dominion amicably instead of the acrimony of a divisive trial allows the country to move forward from these issues. Unquote.
Jake Tapper. You think, here's the question. Do you think that was genuine or planned? Do you think he read it and was like, I'm going to do a bit? live, I'm like, I'm going to pretend that I can't help but laugh when I read this versus him actually genuinely being his genuine reaction.
I've seen him on late night television being interviewed. I would say it's 75% real, 25% bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. To maintain professionalism.
Yes. But like Joe said, it's not over.
Right.
There's this other case. And I do agree with the text, though, the 262 text, as far as like a judgment is different than a settlement.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
And
there's usually consequences with a judgment.
Yes. Although, would there be?
Who knows? I mean,
I don't think, would they, even if had there been a judgment, and they had to pay the whole total $1.6 billion. Would there have been any changes, like legal changes, that they would have had to make in their business? I don't think so.
But couldn't they have required Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham at least once an hour, every hour for the next year, to read some kind of statement about how they lied?
Okay, now you're just living in Jane Matt Nair world.
And it's a nice place. You should come.
All right. Well, what else did I miss while I was gone? Greg's got some, but if you have other things that you feel like, hey, Kristen, you missed this.
This was a big one.
844-967-2789. But Greg Bach, what did I miss?
Let's see here. U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany here in Wisconsin signaled that he's considering a 2024 Senate run against incumbent U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin because he has purchased two domain names, Thomas TiffanyForSenate.com, as well as Tom Tiffany, the number 4, Senate.com. He's made no formal announcement. There are no other Republicans who have made their announcements as well. And one of his big things is he's claiming that Tammy Baldwin is a career politician, and I want to, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, the congressman hopes to add U.S. Senator to his resume in his long decade career as also a public servant. So
I was going to say, wasn't he in the state legislature for a while before he made it to Congress?
He's a couple decades behind Tammy, but he's still, I mean, come on. I'm tired of this. Scott Walker, career politician. You've been in politics since you dropped out of Marquette, okay?
But the question, so you've worked on campaigns.
I have.
Because I feel like every campaign cycle, we get to, oh, the other campaign bought a domain, and now it's like a fake website that says all the bad things about that. Like both, I think Ron Johnson bought them for Mandela, and all the ones that kind of pop up every election cycle. So in your campaign expertise, how many domain names should the campaign buy to try to mitigate that from
honestly,
happening?
Just
or what should we go buy in Tom Tiffany's name right now?
Well, honestly, just to stave off people like John Oliver, who's like is a professional domain buyer.
For sure.
I would like Tom Tiffany, friends of Tom Tiffany, let's see, you know, Tiffany for Senate. But that also sounds like someone who ran like in 1983 and like, hello, Tiffany.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I mean, And you go to the website, they don't take you anywhere. They don't even like redirect you to like his campaign website for congressman. They just go nowhere. They're just purchased. But I would buy a, I mean, honestly, like to have these two, I'm sure after the announcement, Smart Alex around the state started buying up anything that had to do with him. And
Thomas. I didn't know he went by Thomas.
I think it's probably because I bet you Tom Tiffany for Senate is taken.
Hmm.
So, but yeah, that's right. There's a story there.
There's a story.
Let's see here. This was a little a dust up happened this past weekend. Toronto Blue Jays pitcher Anthony Bass sparked heated debate on social media after claiming that a United Airlines employee, quote unquote, made his pregnant wife clean up food mess left by his children on the flight. The flight attendant, I'm not going to read the tweet. Because it's what he exactly said. And he was very upset about this. And I know my reaction was, one, you could help.
I don't think he was with her. I didn't see this story.
Oh, really?
She was flying alone.
Oh, I thought she was
five or 6 months pregnant with two kids flying alone.
Yeah.
And that was the, I think, because this was like sparked lots of debate, right?
Yeah.
And so he wasn't there to help her.
I thought he took the picture. But still, I saw a great response from a flight attendant who said, "We are here for your safety, not your cleanup." And also, what are you doing giving little kids popcorn on a plane? Come on now, you're smarter than that, aren't you? You got two.
So
of them.
You agree that she was the one to need to clean it up?
I think she needed to clean it up. I think it's, you know, I don't think it's the responsibility of the flight attendants to clean up your mess, especially right there. If you do that, I think yeah. And I also think his freak out, his attitude about it was totally uncalled for. And the fact that he puts made quote in quotes, I don't know what that point was. I'm just wondering if maybe if the flight attendant made his wife do that because maybe his wife was not the most responsive to her being told no.
Interesting.
So
844-967-2789. You can call and you can text. Gary from Fond du Lac on the phone. What do you want to say, Gary?
844-967-2789.
Gary, you want to turn your radio down?
Yep.
What do you want to say, Gary?
Gary?
Hello? Hi. Oh, there he is. Gary, hey, Gary.
Turn your radio down. We're getting feedback here, okay?
How many packs of smokes does Pam smoke in a day?
How many packs does who what?
Does Pam smoke in a day?
Pam?
I feel like we're being set up here, folks.
I have no idea. I'm not sure.
Is there a punchline?
Pam is.
All right, okay.
We're moving.
That was fun.
Nothing like a good, nothing better than a joke with a punchline, a joke with a cliffhanger.
A setup, but no punchline.
Yeah. So, all right, other news. Andy Owen, the president and CEO of Miller Knowles, a company hawking uninspired and overpriced furniture that likely litters your office building, who took home just shy of $5 million, including a $1.2 million bonus in 2022, got on a video call last week to inform employees that they have some gall asking for the acknowledgement of their labor and information about bonuses by saying, "You just need to leave Pity City."
Pity City.
Which is sound advice, as rent in Pity City is going through the roof and construction is nonstop.
See, there's the punchline there,
right? Right.
The story is this CEO, very wealthy, very successful, basically poo-pooed her employees for wanting a bonus?
Asking about bonuses and wanting acknowledgement for the work they have done already. Like, that. I mean, come on now.
I mean, she knows there's a labor shortage, right? That people will leave your company very quickly these days.
Yeah, exactly. And Pity City. Well, she heard that at a conference of CEOs once. let's see. Let's go to some Wisconsin sports news.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers. Remember him?
I literally asked while we were gone. I asked Mike. I said, "Has there been an update with him? And is he signed anywhere yet?"
I'm gonna give you one.
All right.
Remember how he wanted to go to the Jets, and not only that, he wanted to take players as part of the trade off. Well, apparently the Packers and the Jets haven't spoken in weeks. No word on the most immunized quarterback in the NFL. And it's like when
inoculated.
Exactly. I want to be immunized from that, man. It's like when you want to break up with a person and they want to break up with you, so you both just stop calling and hopefully it goes away.
So wait, so that's so basically the Packers haven't talked to anyone.
The Jets just, like, and the Packers haven't talked about for weeks about this.
They just it feels like a lot of money to just like let hang in the ether of, well, I don't know if he's your problem or our problem, but someone's going to pay for it.
Yeah. Let's see. Do we have a time for one more?
Yes, we do.
We
have plenty of time.
Oh, great. Okay, great. Then I'll give you a couple more. Let's see. Dominion, no. I was going to ask you about the latest mass shooting since you've been gone, but there are 15 since you've been gone.
Not only that, how have we, I mean, not to take this turn, because I don't want to get too dark, and I'm sure we'll cover it later this week, but to have three back-to-back instances of, oh, I made a mistake and I ended up shot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that, yes.
Is, because I just, this morning, I just saw one of, you got in the wrong car.
Yep.
Wrong driveway, wrong door, wrong car.
Yep.
Shot. Like, yep. Jesus.
And to go along with this now, Tennessee Republicans have advanced a proposal that will further protect gun and ammo dealers against lawsuits. So, right after the shooting in Nashville.
So, Tennesseans, if you want to protect your kids, have them apply for a job at Smith & Wesson or Glock.
Yeah. They won't get sued.
No. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. He's a big popular guy.
Is there more updates there?
His problems got worse because they found out that the billionaire businessman and Nazi arts and crafts enthusiast Harlan Crow, who, by the way, is not a DC villain, he bought the property and the house of Clarence Thomas's mother and has allowed her to live there rent-free, also doing tons of upgrades on the property. And Clarence Thomas has not listed this on his financial disclosures and said, oops, I didn't realize I made a mistake. I'll amend them now. Yeah. I mean, it's just piling up. And, you've seen what he looks like. He's not going anywhere. He won't do anything. He won't recuse himself.
No, ever.
No. He's like the Fox News of justices. He'll do nothing. That was a bad comparison, but I tried.
No. I got it. But his mom is just living in a house paid for by Harlan Crow.
Yep. Yes. Who, by the way, like, I just want to say this. Harlan Crow is, because this is great. Harlan Rogers Crow is an American real estate developer born in Dallas, Texas. He is the chairman of Crow Holdings, which was founded by his father, Trammell Crow. I mean, what are we talking about,
what
people?
What kind of villain origin story is this?
Let me tell you something, Trammell. I'll have you. I will crush you beneath my boot.
I drink your milkshake.
It reminds, if you've ever seen that SNL sketch where Adam, what's his last name? Actor, very hot. He was on Girls.
Oh, Adam Driver?
Adam Driver plays like a 98-year-old oil tycoon talking to his kid's class. So funny. All right, and then can I do one more?
You got 30 seconds.
Kristen Noem spoke at the NRA convention in Indianapolis about her two grandkids, Addie and Branch. Yep. And apparently Addie is going to be soon learning how to use her shotgun and her rifle. Addie is not even two.
Oh, wow. All right, we've got to take a break. We'll be back in a minute. It's just the president assembling a cabinet now. Secretary of State, great, and I'm already standing approved. I just got home and now I'm headed up to New York.
Headed to New York.
Looking at the rolling fields, I can't believe that we are free. Ready to face whatever's waiting.
We're all looking for how our state can move forward despite division. Here's something that often gets bipartisan support, and with your help, we'll make Wisconsin more fair and secure. It's fixing the holes in our legal system so laws and justice truly apply to everyone. Did you know that in many cases, you have no right to an attorney? A person experiencing domestic violence, or someone denied rightful health care coverage for an expensive procedure, or a victim of elder abuse, how can they get the protections they're entitled to if they can't afford a lawyer? What they need is civil legal aid. It's powerful legal assistance. It helps people regain control of their lives, and it sometimes gets bipartisan support. But your state legislators need to hear from you right now as they work on the state budget. Google the legislature's homepage, go there, and enter your address under Who Are My Legislators, and call or email them now. Ask them to fund civil legal aid in the Wisconsin budget.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours.
Spilled your milkshake? Quick, the quicker picker upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to your milkshake.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than your
Bounty, the quicker picker upper.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered storms this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 51. East winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows level off around 44. Cloudy skies expected. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 69. Overcast. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
What's your worst flight airline story? Have you had anything recently? 844-967-2789. I would say mine yesterday wasn't the worst, but
it wasn't great.
It wasn't easy.
Not top 10.
Not top 10. So I will preface this. So I've been gone. Thank you for everyone who filled in. Carol was here last Thursday. Joe was here Monday. We had some reruns. But I feel refreshed and ready to grind.
Good.
Whatever. I don't know why I said that.
Wow.
But I'm back, and I was supposed to be back Monday night, and it basically, after all of the craziness that happened over the holidays, I'm not going to say I was scared to fly, but I wasn't eager to, like, be booking a bunch of trips where we had to get on a plane to do there,
right.
to go there, right? Instead of, let's drive to Door County or just other stuff to get out of the city, but not necessarily flying. Like, my family was in Palm Springs for February, and I kind of, on the heels of Southwest's meltdown around the holidays and in January, I was like, you know what? I can't really, because there's no way to get to Palm Springs.
That's easy.
That is not, there's not a connecting flight somewhere.
Right.
And husband Mike has, all of his points are on Southwest. So we always fly Southwest.
Same.
In a lot of ways, Southwest is great because the way is really easy to change flights, and for a long time it was the only one that you didn't have fees every time you, if you needed to change a flight and all the stuff. And so, but now they're having some issues. So flight for Monday gets canceled. We get on a flight for Tuesday, and it just delayed and delayed and delayed. And literally, I'm sitting at LAX yesterday, and I get a text from Jane. Because I'm sitting there, at least I was like, at least I have Wi-Fi and an outlet so I can get a bunch of work done. And I get a text from Jane saying, you're not flying Southwest, are you?
Because they had another meltdown yesterday, and I saw that news come across, and it's like, oh, geez.
And so we did make it. The big fear was getting stuck. I think that is the biggest part. It's not always you're being stuck at where you're leaving from. It's getting stuck where your connecting flight is. That feels like the worst case scenario.
My biggest fear with flying is just just right in the ocean.
If you're not watching the live stream, that would be a cup hand motion down into the table, signifying a plane crashing. I think that's most people's biggest fear when flying, but you know, the more realistic thing that's going to happen. You're more likely to die in a car accident than flying.
I hate that statistic. But that doesn't make me feel any better.
But it should.
But it doesn't.
Statistically, the odds are infinitesimal.
Okay. All right.
Did you make that up?
No.
Yeah.
It's okay. A word.
Dramaturgically? I learned that word recently.
Are you going to make fun of her when she says words? You make fun of me when I say words?
I don't think she pronounced it incorrectly, though.
I hate this place. That's not the point, though. Like, if I'm in my car and someone cuts me off, like, there's the ground. I'm in control of the car. All those things, I feel like I'm in control. The moment the turbulence happens, I'm like, we're dead.
Oh, there was a lot of turbulence yesterday.
Oh God, I hate turbulence. I hate flying as I get older.
So you just in general, if you can drive, you'd rather drive.
No, because here's the problem. I love the driving. I'd rather be driving because it's in my mind it's safer. I know it's not, Jane. Calm down.
All right.
But I also don't want to drive like 16 hours somewhere. So I know that the right thing to do is fly. I just get nervous when I fly.
So are you saying you wish we had more trains?
I wish we had like, you know, more time tunnels, like location tunnels, like, you know, like I'm going to Palm Springs today. And I'm in Palm Springs.
That literally anytime anyone ever asks, what would your superpower be? To teleport.
That's the word I was looking for. Teleport. Yeah.
That's exactly like not to fly, not to be invisible, not to read people. God, definitely not to read people's minds, but to be able to just teleport and not have to deal with any kind of travel situation whatsoever with a train, a plane, an automobile.
Good movie.
Just be able to show up where you need to be and cut all that nonsense out. That would be my superpower.
Scientists are working on that right now. For real.
844-967-2789, taking your stories about your worst flights. Jeff from downtown Milwaukee joining us. Hey, Jeff, what do you want to say?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. So it's not a flight story per se. It's trying to get on a flight story. I was in Mexico 10 years ago. I went to Mexico by myself. I just decided I was going to take a week, you know, vacation down to Cancun. And when I was getting on the bus from my hotel to the airport, I cleaned out my safe. In the hotel room, and I mistakenly threw out some immigration paperwork.
So
I get to the airport, and the guy who was checking me in at the desk, you know, he works for the airline, he says, "Where's your paperwork?" And I frantically am looking for it. I got some stuff with me, but not everything. And he says, "You don't have your immigration paperwork. You can't get on your chartered flight."
Jeff.
I said, "Well, what do I do?"
Oh, no.
And he says, "Well, you got to walk about a quarter mile down that way, and it's about a 3-hour wait. You're going to miss your flight. Maybe I'll get you on a flight tomorrow." And then he said, "How much money do you have in your pocket?"
I knew this was happening.
No.
And I had $40 in cash in my pocket. And he said, "Reach in your pocket, grab the money, grab the handle on your suitcase, lift it up and place it on this, you know, the weight counter." And then I did. And he literally took his stamp and went stamp, stamp, stamp. There you go. Enjoy your flight. Just like that. And then the kicker was when I got to the gate to get on my plane, he was the gate agent who was looking at all the things. And he looked at me and he just winked at me. And it was like he knew and I knew and I was on my way home.
So in the moment, were you relieved and you're like, fine, it's worth the $40? Or were you perturbed at all about him greasing the wheels a little bit?
I was relieved because I knew, you know, like he could have been exaggerating the time and the distance. But it was a very crowded airport and a lot of people were coming home. And I thought, I don't want to risk it. And I thought, it's $40. Like, I just told him, I said, 40 like this. And that's literally all I had left. I had a debit card, but he wasn't going to, that was too obvious, right? So I just discreetly just peeled the money out of my pocket in my shorts and handed it to him. Like it was like some mafia drug deal thing. You know?
Jeff, it's a win-win situation. Thanks so much for the call, Jeff. That is that's a great story.
Not the first time I've heard a story about someone being in Mexico and using money to get through.
All right. Well, when we come back, Jason Stein from Wisconsin Policy Forum will be here to talk about funding land conservation because people like being outdoors, so maybe we should protect it. All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Everyone deserves freedom over their own body. Everyone deserves the right to choose. Everyone deserves access to quality, affordable healthcare without judgment. And everyone deserves a healthcare provider who stands firm on these beliefs.
This is the Planned Parenthood experience at any one of our 22 health centers across Wisconsin that offer reproductive health care services for everyone. Book your appointment today at ppwi.org. That's ppwi.org, and get the care you deserve, because we will provide that care no matter what.
Todos merecen la libertad sobre su propio cuerpo. Todo el mundo merece el derecho a elegir. Todos merecen acceso a una atención médica económica y de calidad sin juicios. Y todos merecen un proveedor de atención médica que se mantenga firme en estas creencias. Esta es la experiencia de Planned Parenthood en cualquiera de nuestros 22 centros de salud en Wisconsin, que ofrecen servicios de salud reproductiva para todos. Haz una cita hoy en ppwi.org y obtenga la atención que se merece, porque nosotros le brindaremos esa atención.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.